Kara.
I'm Sean.
I'm Aiden.
I'm Evan.
And this is Golf Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM. Before we get off with our program today, I'd like to acknowledge that we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. Our first song, before I introduce our first song, hope you're doing good actually today. You know, it's pretty sunny, global warming, a little bit scary, but it's nice that it's pretty for now, you know. Pretty nice. The first song we have up for you today is going to be Nectar by Ravina Arora. I quite like her. I'm not sure how if you know or not, but she's pretty good and worth a listen. This is Nectar.
That was Nectar by Ravina Aurora. Next up, we have From a Woman by Murata Scientist.
Your plan, won't let no one force my hand. You've paid the cost for true romance, and you won't buy love again. I thought I'd seen it all before, and now I've seen so much more. And finally, some doors will close, but here's to open windows and look at the trust closing in. Here's to someone I can depend. Take a chance. Won't let no one say I can't. Won't call you slime cause it don't fit. I see you as more than this. I bought dreams not to mention. You paid me back in the sun. We made a pact to listen. And now I know what I was missing. And look at the trust closing in. Here's to someone I can depend.
That was From a Woman. All right, The Scientist. And next up is Jazz Karis with 2242.
Something's wrong with that. Normally I love the fun of love. Put it all on me. You could just play me, babe. Take it out on me, babe. Make it say ooh, ooh. Put it all on me. I'm taking advantage and it's leaving you damaged. When you could be loving somebody new. But I can't stand the thought of losing you. Spend the night, maybe we could get it right. I know I'm just wasting time, your time. Ooh, ooh, ooh. No, I don't deserve nobody like you. You know how they say nice guys finish last. But you win it when you win it, and that's all that matters. Can't look in my eyes, so you turn to the side. I can't give you what you give, no. Put it all on me. You could just play me, babe. Take it out on me, babe. Make it say, ooh, ooh. Put it all on me. I'm taking advantage, and it's leaving you damaged when you.
body. But I can't stand the thought of losing you. Maybe it's true. I don't know how to love you, I'm confused. But you can spend a night, maybe we could get it right. I know I'm just wasting time, your time.
Was Jazz Karis with 2242. Up next, we have a song by Grace Anger called The Alchemist. Immediately after that, we're going to go to a song called Me and Mine by Mac DeMarco. I really like Mac DeMarco, so that's why we're playing it today. This is Grace Anger, The Alchemist.
Gold.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM radio, and our show today is called Golf Radio. It's always been called Golf Radio, but today it will still be called Golf Radio. We usually have a certain weird little hypothetical segment later in the day, but we decided to move it up a bit, and we're not doing hypotheticals today. We're doing a tier list. If you are a regular listener, you would know that we have done a couple tier lists in the past. They've been all about very serious topics. So today we have the incredibly serious topic of what is the best breakfast cereal. And I think starting off, we're going to start with Fruit Loops.
They all taste the same. There's not many fruit to them. So I'd say colorful Cheerios, D tier.
But like, I feel like they're puffed better. Like they're cooked better. I can't.
They are like, yeah, they do taste like not as crispy.
Here, I think for me, for Fruit Loops, if we're counting between Canadian and American Fruit Loops, it's very different. Because with the American Fruit Loops, right, we got the Red 40, we got all the delicious colors in
the
there.
The good things.
Right, I think that would have to be a 10 out of 10 for sure.
Fair.
Right, daily intake. And then the one in Canada, it's a little more, the colors are more muted, right? I think that, like, there's not enough sugar in there. Like, I really need my sugar intake in the morning, right?
That's fair.
So I'm going to have to do, like, a 5 out of 10 on that one. Like a C. I'm putting that low.
Wow, so that's not where that should have. Okay. Evan.
Wait, for what?
For Fruit Loops.
Yeah, English.
For Fruit Loops. I don't know. Each of the specific colors, they don't even have a different, like, flavor. They all taste the same, right?
They do.
Yeah, so, like, if I'm saying, like, tiers, I'm going to put in, like, C tier.
Wow. But, like, they don't, like, Cinnamon Toast Crunch all tastes the same, too. But,
whoa.
Like,
whoa.
No, what I mean,
they're
is,
all cinnamon. Okay, that's not even
have
a woe statement.
Have you even tried the French Toast Crunch?
No, I've tried the cinnamon one.
And also, like, you know how you have to drink the milk after the cereal?
It tastes like a cinnamon, like, what's that one?
Cinnamon
the horacha, or that Mexican drink.
Horchata.
Yeah.
Yeah, that tastes like good, the cinnamon one, because you got the cinnamon in there.
Exactly.
But the Fruit Loops, it doesn't taste good.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay, wow. Okay, so I think that's a all-around C tier?
Yeah. I put D, but I can move myself up.
That is disappointing. I put that in, like, a C+, low-key. But still. Okay, next up.
Since
we were so passionate about it seconds ago, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, that's S tier.
That's S tier.
But you can't have like more than
like
two bowls.
B, B, A.
Yes, you can.
A or B.
Well, okay, reasoning, why?
I think if we're just doing the regular Cinnamon Toast Crunch, that's an easy S tier. Like, the milk is amazing, right? We got, I prefer a soggy, right? Right, so I just take a soggy and, like, with the milk. But then, I think if we're talking about the other branches of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, like the churros or the French toast or any of those, I would have to disagree with Sean, because I think those all kind of taste a little off. Right, I'm going to have to put those in C.
Yeah, why would I want bread-flavored cereal?
Exactly.
Like, that's not... I got bread at home. I don't need it in milk. That don't make sense.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
I'll put Cinnamon Toast Crunch in S tier easily. Like, if we're forgetting about all the variants, I'm just going strictly
with
the
straight Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
It's the best. And you can't have, like, the bowl limit, like, going for seconds. You can go for seconds, but if you go for more than seconds, it's going to hurt your stomach after a while.
I remember I did that at my auntie's house when I was, like, really young, and it was my first time staying over. And my mom never bought, like, name brand cereal. Like, we'd always have, like, shredded wheat sweets
Kellogg's,
instead of, like, mini wheats. Or we'd have, like, a bunch of fruit instead of Fruit Loops. But she had, like, the name brand Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I ate, like, three bowls of that, and I was so sick afterwards, and I was so okay with that. 100%. Okay. Next up, we have... Let's go Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes, S tier. Those are some good...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think...
They're tasty. They're great. Come on.
I agree with Sean. That was pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think they're not as good as Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but I'll also put them like A+ or S-.
Let's go A.
Okay.
Let's
just
go
A.
All right, let's not do the minuses and plus. I feel like it makes it a bit confusing.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, they're like frosted, like I think they're just simple. Simplicity is better.
Yeah,
simplicity?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Minimal the cereal.
Yeah, no, I'll put them in A tier. I don't think they're like the best.
But right. Like, you know, you need a little like sugar in the morning, you take that.
Okay.
That's where to go.
That's fair. I'm gonna even that out to an S tier then. Next up, we got Lucky Charms.
Yeah, I'm gonna start.
I think they're kind of. I like them, but I feel like they're overrated. So I'll go like B or A.
Why so?
I don't know. I just like the actual like the only part of it that's decent-ish is the marshmallows. The actual cereal I find is like really, really crappy Cheerios.
That's fair.
And I'm not just eating it for the marshmallows. Well, as a kid, I was.
I think, I think a lot of people, that was the main
That was, like, one of the main reasons, but, like, I don't want to have the other bleh in my mouth to make up for it. You know what I mean? Like,
that's fair. Yeah, I think, it's just not good quality cereal taste. Yeah. Too grainy and, like, I don't know. It didn't start with a good taste, and then, the longer you leave it in milk, it just gets worse and worse. That makes sense. Okay, Aiden, Evan.
You go ahead.
Because, I mean, you've been giving everyone the same ratings I have, so you can go ahead first.
Okay, so
formulate your own opinion.
Okay. You're shaper. I'm going to say for Lucky Charms, if we're saying the marshmallows, I like the marshmallows.
The whole cereal.
The whole cereal. I'm just going to break it down. Like,
all right, okay.
The cereal is bland, but you need the marshmallows. I almost said marshmallows. The marshmallows, so I give it like a, I give it an A tier.
A tier?
Another A, yeah.
Okay. Have you tried eating them before playing Rivals? Because they might give you some luck in the game. I think I would definitely put I would also put it like a C. Or maybe no, D.
Does cereal enhance video game playing performance in your guys' personal opinion?
It depends on the cereal.
He might need to try it out.
I mean,
he's pretty unlucky when he plays with no hands on his
keyboard. Kind of going off topic here, but if you want to have a great, experience gaming, it's all about your chair. If you have a really good, foldable lawn chair, you're going to be set. You're going to be getting all of the no-scopes and stuff. But if you're buying one of those $800 gaming chairs, it's a scam. They give you terrible posture. If you have to get the great, the ones you have the assemblies at your old school, those are the ones.
Yeah.
What if you had a chair made of cereal, so it's the most amount of good playing?
Wait.
I think that cancels each other out, honestly, but...
Damn.
I could be mistaken.
I think Sean has something really good with the gaming chairs, right? Because I actually walked by Evan's house one time, and you had a pole in the middle of your chair, right?
Next up, we have Mini Wheats. I never really had the real version of these because I was just... I don't know. I said my mom never bought them name brand cereal, right? So I never had those. But when I think about 12... my grandfather started buying cereal, and that's what he rocked with. So that's what I rocked with, and it was so good. So I'm gonna put, Mini Wheats in a solid B. Solid B.
B. I just have to say, with the Mini Wheats, I remember I saw Aiden. He had a bowl of Mini Wheats, and then he was playing Rivals with no hands on his keyboard.
I'm gonna need crazy. Y'all. We are not bringing your video game.
I feel like we should go back to our cereal.
Yeah, for those who do not know, they are making fun of each other for playing Marvel Rivals, which might be a game that you guys play. But both of them are equally as bad at it and are.
And if you listen carefully right now in the background, you can hear our co-host Aiden laughing.
No. And so. Mini Wheats for the third time. Sean. Mini Wheats.
Oh, I don't like Mini Wheats at all. I'm going D tier.
What? That's messed up.
I think I would have them above Lucky Charms for sure. Because
that's actually fair, yeah.
I actually did like them for a couple months. I had these blueberry frosted ones, and they're like filled a little bit, and then they had the icing sugar. Those are pretty good.
Okay, solid. And finally, Evan.
I'm not really, big into icing. I know Aiden is, but he usually, Wait, what is this for? What cereal is this?
Mini Wheats.
Oh, Mini Wheats?
Yeah.
I've never really had them, so I'll just put them in B tier.
Oh, okay.
I'm not really a fan of icing, like some people are.
That's fair. Rice Krispies cereal treats. Well, not the treats, just a cereal.
Oh, the actual cereal?
Yeah.
Oh. And they have cool mascots and they make fun sounds, but they're not Weetabix.
What?
Oh, I know what he's talking. Weetabix
are really good.
What?
I love Weetabix.
What? Explain.
It's a type of cereal.
Well, I know that, but what is a wheat? Like,
basically. It's a little circular wheat biscuit, and you can put, like, banana.
Oh, like Chex? Like Chex?
Kind of, yes, yeah.
Oh, I've had Chex before. Chex are really good.
But don't you break it apart in
yeah,
the
Yeah, you put
in
the milk, and then you put your like, toppings on, like a sandwich on it, or whatever, and then you just go.
It's a cereal sandwich?
Well, they're like little bricks for one serving, is like they're packaged, and then you. In the milk, and it turns it into like a cereal, kind of more of an oatmeal, actually. But
wow,
it's really good.
I never heard of that.
Oh, you come like this, and then you get the
break. Oh, okay, it's like a loaf, a loaf of cereal.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll take your word on it. Evan, Aiden, what do you guys think?
On the Rice Krispie treats.
Yes.
They're too sweet sometimes.
They have no sugar in them. Well,
wait,
they don't. They don't taste like
cereal.
Yeah.
I'm not.
I don't really like treats like Aiden. Like, he just likes to get treats.
We are not going to put down our fellow co-hosts on the show for
like
their breakfast cereal preferences.
And I say we give one big good point to Mr. Aiden here for actually stopping this beef a while ago and not consistently.
Exactly. Rice Krispie treats, Aiden, what do you think?
I think with the cereal version, they're very bland, no sugar. I feel like many people just buy the cereal for its versatility because you can just put it into a pan,
mm-hmm.
some marshmallow, and make their own Krispies, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think for that use, it's a C, but generally eating, no one's eating that. It's like F tier.
Wow, so I'm the person who's eating that, and I'm going to put them in a solid A tier. They taste like, this is going to sound really weird, but they kind of taste like butter, but like not straight butter. Like, I'm not eating straight butter. I don't know. It's a weird taste that can't be replicated, and I like it a lot. Okay, so that's evening out to like a B, C. Which one?
F.
Wow, so
C.
I'm going to put it in the C. Okay, next up we have Reese's Puffs.
Reese's Puffs.
I like anything Reese's related.
They're really good. They're not like S, but they're A at least. They're pretty good. Like, I got them because every like birthday or Christmas, I usually get like a joke cereal, like one of the, you know, like a good candy. Because we usually have like just the regular kind of Cheerios or whatever, just something regular.
Weetabix.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, and one time I got the Reese's Puffs, and I thought they were gonna be like kind of mid, but they honestly were like
pretty solid.
Really solid. Stayed good, true to the original candy.
Solid. Okay. Aiden, Evan, what do you guys think?
S tier. Reese's are the best candy chocolate in the world. So, yeah. If they want to sponsor me, they can sponsor me.
I'm sure they're all listening now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you prefer them because, like, the circular texture? Or what's going on here?
I mean,
all cereal is mostly circular.
He